Welcome to another community radio interview. I am Manuela and this is CGRO Local First. A couple of weeks ago, Russell Township announced they had received 2 grants for emergency preparedness and the fire department from the province of Ontario. To talk about these grants and the other investments in the Glengarry-Prescott-Russell region, I reached out to MPP Stéphane Sarrazin.
Well, of course, we are supporting. These were demands that were by municipality. They actually applied for them in July of 2025. There was Nation Township that got $51,000, and it was also to get equipment for the fire department in case of emergency to be better prepared for emergencies. And now, of course, Russell that did get $49,000 not very long ago for emergency preparedness, and also got, I think, around $36,000 for equipment for the fire department to be better equipped, you know, for firefighters. Yeah.
Furthermore, MPP Sarrazin talked about how other townships can apply for grants from the province of Ontario and all the funding and support that has been provided to the Russell area since 2022.
Well, of course, if each town has a chance to apply every year, it seems like we're going to have, you know, again in the budget this year, we have some more funds available. We've seen so many investments in Glengarry, Prescott, Russell. A lot of them were with the municipal partners. I think, you know, there was close to $200 million of funding given to the municipalities of Prescott, Russell since 2022 for road infrastructure, water, sewer infrastructure. And we also had many companies from the area and specifically from the Vars Industrial Park that did get a lot of funding for growing their company, creating jobs. So we've seen a lot of investment. And of course, working with these companies, you know, making sure they understand that this money is available from the government to kind of help them expand their company. So that's the role of the MPP. And I have to say, we had a great guy working for us, the ministry at Invest Ontario, who's really known by all these companies in the region, who will really help them if they need to grow their company, to create more jobs. So I think we've been really lucky. We've been working with the Ministry of Economic Development on many projects, and we were successful at getting a lot of money for businesses everywhere around Glengarry, Prescott, Russell.
MPP Sarrazin also mentioned the opening of the Virtual Triage and Assessment Center, the VTAC, and more funding towards health services.
If you look at our social media, you will notice that we have all kinds of funding that was given, some for community services. We had some money that was recently some funding for the Virtual Triage and Assessment Center in Prescott Russell. There's so many good programs that were put in place, and yeah, we'll see more coming. I think we're now doing application with the Ministry of Health to get more family physician in Glengarry, Prescott Russell. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to see money coming here so we can actually get better service for the people. We had extra funding for our hospitals, and like I said, we had a lot of money coming in for that virtual triage system with the paramedic, community paramedic. So I think we're in good hands, really. Like, and I think the fact that we are successful is we really work closely with our organization to make sure, you know, that when they apply for these funding, that we look at the application and we're well prepared and we know that we're ready to offer better service to Ontarians.
For the last question, I've asked MPP Stéphane Sarrazin if his office receives any input from residents in Glengarry, Prescott, Russell about all investments in the region.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, people understand that, you know, we've been working hard with municipalities. I mean, we've seen like all kinds of, you know, funding given, and people appreciate that. And of course, you know, if you don't work with the municipalities, I mean, if you don't create good partnership and don't work with business people and community organizations, I think that's really the secret of our success, is to be close to these organizations, be close to the municipality, be close to the health sector. I think that's the secret of our success. And we've been working, making sure that when there's grants there, that we are ready and apply and have good information and make sure that it's attractive for the government to invest in these programs. You know?